Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and I am covering the Giant Days story arc for this second volume. And we are on issue number 6. If you'd like to listen to my previous coverage, go check out episodes 144 through 147. I believe that's it. And our last episode. So we pick up, it's been, the holidays are over. And Esther and Daisy are sitting at the train station, waiting for Susan to come in, but Susan is late and they haven't been able to reach her. All of her texts are gone and, it almost seems like her phone's off. I believe that they are at the train station or maybe even the bus stop of Northampton. So I guess they went to the station to meet her. And then she just never showed. And obviously they have never been to this area, so they have no idea where to go. But they're concerned. They're really concerned that something bad has happened to Susan. So they start walking around town. They're trying to find people who may know her. They do end up upon a group of smokers. And like, oh, look, smokers. Everybody knows each other and smokers. And so Esther goes and starts asking, and one of the ladies like, what, you think all smokers know each other? Like that's racist. I mean, it's not racist, but one guy does chime up saying that she likes to hang out at the Comic World and Vinyl World on Arbington Street. And so Esther and Daisy head over there. Ironically, it is the same building. It's two separate doors, side by side. It looks like it's two separate stores. Daisy walks in one and Esther walks in the other. And turns out that it is the same store owned by some brothers. And then it's kind of like the tape in the middle of the room when you're pissed off at your sibling that you're sharing a bedroom with, and it's like, this is my side, this is your side, and you better stay on your side, kind of thing. Literally the same thing. Like, the one side is all vinyl records, which is cool. The other side is all comics and comic stuff, which is cool. But they share, and what I like is that the comic book guy looks not nerdy-ish. Like, he's got a sweater vest and a bow tie and a goatee and a hair kind of slick back and all that. Where the vinyl guy has got a cut-off jean vest, a goatee, like just a chin goatee with a hair and a ponytail. Like, okay, yeah. Like, he looks kind of like a rocker. Like, it's just kind of funny. But they're definitely brothers or twins. It's pretty funny. Anyway, so Susan and Esther, or Daisy and Esther, sorry, with having the three of them, I get confused. It's my bad. Sorry. Daisy and Esther are asking if they've seen Susan anywhere. And they're like, well, she may be in trouble. When she left, or just before she left, she kind of screwed over the Shaw family. The Shaw family is the hardest family in Northampton, and you just don't want to cross them. Let's see, what does it say here? Before she left for university, Susan wanted the Shaws to answer for their crimes, mainly Karen Shaw. Karen was the Shaw's golden child, faith healing for coin around town. Susan couldn't stand it. She has a keen sense of personal justice. And so basically, Susan ended up exposing Karen for the fake she was. And I'm not saying faith healing is fake. I'm not saying it's real. I personally do not think it's real. But I'm not going to knock anybody who does think it's real. That's your personal choice. My personal choice is I don't believe it. There we go. Discussion ended. Ultimately, Susan exposed the family and basically drugged the family name through the mud. So there's that. As Esther and Daisy are leaving, they end up walking or running into McGraw, who I couldn't get a complete thing here, but I think he works at this store now for while he was here, or he's just working there right now. It's a Key Argo. Yeah. Basically, he makes keys, in which for McGraw, he likes to build things, so it makes sense. Or maybe he was just there helping. He might have just been there helping. I'm not sure. Either way, they run to McGraw. McGraw gives a quick explanation that Susan got in trouble, or is in trouble. And when he went to go try and help her, he kind of got punched in the face. So, and basically what it is he's trying to save her from the Shaw family. The Shaw family is the one that kidnapped Susan, for lack of better terms. So they end up going to this club that the Shaws own. They refuse to let McGraw in. They basically are targeting him to he can't come in to the front door. But Esther and Daisy just waltz right in because, like, it's no big deal because it's not like the Shaws know them. But anyway, they figure out that Susan is in, like, the office area on, like, the second or third floor. McGraw being McGraw, he does find a way to get in and is able to get a hold of Esther and Daisy and is like, all right, I found out Susan's up top. She yelled at me from a window. We gotta go get her. So Daisy thinks up the good idea of a good distraction. And that distraction is Esther. Because if you guys will recall, in, I want to say the second issue, Susan, maybe it was the first issue, Susan and Daisy pointed out that Esther has a what was it called? Drama field. So basically, just by Esther being Esther, everything around her just falls apart. And I mean, let's be honest, it's been seen before, it's happened before. If you remember when that drama field took effect in that issue, it was her going to grab her food card that somebody else decided to pick up for her, but while he bent over, he hit, like, the guy behind him, and that guy spiraled into another, like, person carrying a tray, and just basically the whole cafeteria just went up in upheaval. Similar situation. Esther is just like, all right, drama field, here we go. So she gets on the dance floor and starts dancing. Well, you know, Esther is a cute co-ed, so all of these other guys are like, hey, okay, I'm going to go dance with her, and ultimately starts kind of a mosh pit in the middle of this dance floor. Yeah, that's fun. But while that's going on, the distraction that they needed, Daisy and McGraw go to try and rescue Susan. But when they get into the room, Susan's gone because Karen, the Shaw that Susan spurned, has now taken her up to the roof and is going to... I mean, it definitely looks like she's going to kill her. But, you know, she's got brick and everything, and she's kind of forcing Susan to the edge of the roof. Ultimately, what it is, though, is Karen is just stupid pissed off at Susan because this is all she had. Her family, yeah, has power and has money, but she didn't want to freeload, per se. Karen wanted to actually kind of earn her own money, and having the Faith Healing was her way of having that. Like she knew she was going to be stuck in Northampton, whereas everybody knew Susan was going to be leaving. So she was ultimately upset because Susan just, she would not let Karen have this. And that's, I mean, she basically confessed it to her and was like, you know, I could kill you, but I'm not going to. Like, you have to live with this fact that you ruined my life. And she lets her go. So everybody, you know, they get out of the club, they go have a quick little sit down eating kind of thing. Well, eating. It's called dinner, Joe. You know this. Basically, after everything that happened, they needed to recharge and get some more energy. And so they end the issue here with Susan saying goodbye to Daisy and Esther. They're going to go back to the university, and just because it's actually a couple weeks left of break. So they're going to go back and just get back to the room and relax for a bit. Susan is going to stay in town for a little bit longer and then come back to the university. So she says her goodbye. Or maybe she is going to stay. Well, she does say she's going to stay 2 more weeks and then be back for the exams. So maybe it actually is, holiday is done and they're just, Susan's just waiting a little longer to come back. Again, I didn't go to college. I didn't go to the university. I have no idea how all this stuff works. No, it's whatever. But once Susan says that, Esther's like, exams? Exams aren't straight after Christmas, are they? And Daisy's like, yes, you knew that, right? You're joking. And Esther reveals that she has not been to her lecture since November. So she is kind of in trouble. That's how we end that issue. Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this giant day story.